Now a memory decades old from commentator Stephen Cusisto. It's from when he was a young boy and losing his sight.
"Listen," says my grandmother. "We're on the veranda of her house on Pleasant Street in Laconia, New Hampshire. It's a Sunday afternoon in summer, and so quiet I can hear everything in the world. I'm able to see colors and vague shapes. In the coming years, they'd call this legal blindness." "Listen," my grandmother says again. She lights a cigarette with a Zippo. The lighter clicks shut like a lock in winter. Wind pours through the trees and the lilac bushes. I hear a far sound of pulleys. Somewhere, a woman is hanging laundry in the sun. A cicada whines from somewhere. It sounds like a cheap electric razor. My grandmother smokes with perfect delicacy. The Zippo comes out again. She is a woman of silences. I have never seen her in the company of others. She doesn't seem to have any friends. I imagine they are all dead. One thing I do know for certain, she loves her silence. She tricks me into listening so I won't talk, and so I won't ask her to talk. Listen, can you hear that? She doesn't say what the that is. I listen, though. From far down the street comes a sputtering sound. A sound like a huge motorized tea kettle. It is definitely a machine noise. That's a Model A Ford, an old-fashioned car. That car must be 40 years old. It drives past us with its strategic and showy motor. "Do you really know the sound of each car?" I suddenly ask. "Oh, yes," she says. "I know the sound of every car ever made. Your grandfather built cars 50 years ago. I've always been interested in cars ever since." She says, "Hear that? That's a cowbird, the only bird that lays its eggs in another bird's nest. Then it flies away and leaves the owner of the nest to raise its young. It's my favorite bird." My grandmother's tough. She knows how to use her ears. She becomes my first guru of listening. We sat a long time on that porch and listened to the neighborhood's birds and cars and all the chance instruments of summer.
Stephen Cusisto is the author of the book Planet of the Blind. He teaches at Ohio State University.